Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the topic keeps coming up. If we have people in office who aren't healthy enough to be, and the health of our president, of our senators, of our congresspeople is paramount because we want them to make good decisions. Now, there's been a lot of criticism of President Biden, and I think one of Putin's top officials said that Biden has progressive dementia and we're at risk for World War III. And President Biden does have issues, and I am concerned about some of the changes. I think he is aging rapidly since even his primary days. But the question also has to come up, is it healthy? You know, it's one thing for, okay, well, what does their health do to us as a nation? But also, as a doctor, I can't help. What does the office have on the health of the president? Or John Fetterman, for example. We're being told that Senator John Fetterman is struggling with trying to do his duties as senator, especially now being in the hospital for 3 days. So at what point do we protect the person and say, look, you know, your health comes first. It's not healthy for you to be as a politician with a medical issue, and not talking about anybody in particular. But at what point do we say, look, you transversing the United States, you having to, you know, memorize speeches and be around others and you know, make these decisions, you know, maybe with your health, that's not the right role for you. And so if we look at, you know, President Biden, for 80 years old, he's still got some energy, but it seems to me that he has to have a team, which sometimes makes the mistakes of protecting him, of shrouding him with competency and helping him through, you know, his speeches or his press conferences. And, you know, as a doctor, if I was President Biden's doctor, I would be running cognitive tests regularly. I would be prescribing time off if I thought his symptoms were exacerbated by stress, and I would, you know, make sure he wasn't working a full-time job. A full-time job for an 80-year-old is pretty admirable. But sometimes we have to tell people to take some time off. Some might say, well, then President Biden should never be in his position. Well, you know, the country that voted for him, this is what they want. This is who they want to represent them. Just like John Fetterman's constituents, this is who they voted for. This is who they want. But, you know, does somebody ever say, look, what about the health of the politician? And I think a lot of us have kind of ascribed to many of the decisions aren't made by Biden per se. He's even alluded to there's somebody else making decisions. And you know, with John Fetterman, you know, luckily he doesn't have to be holding the football. But it is concerning that we're being told that he hears muffled voices like the teachers in Peanuts, you know, like wah, 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 during conversations. He's having auditory processing issues. You know, it's amazing he survived a stroke considering he has atrial fibrillation. You know, Godspeed. I hope he does well. But, you know, at some point, you know, do we say, look, maybe this isn't, you know, the healthiest job for you? You know, and it's hard to say. You know, I was asked, you know, could somebody who had a stroke still run for office and be in office? They can, depending on how mild their stroke was. In fact, multiple people in office probably had multiple mini strokes that we didn't even know about. So having a stroke does not prevent you from being in office. But if it does affect your mentation, if you can't do your jobs, if you can't do your duties. You know, I get everybody has staff, you know, everybody's covering for everybody else. They'll, you know, there'll be plenty of votes, and I understand that there's a lot of teamwork, but we really need to have a conversation about, you know, what should the health of our, you know, public officials and political officials be. Every time I see President Biden speak, and this isn't, you know, being a right side of the aisle thing or left side of the aisle thing, I feel for him. Now, I don't think he should be in the position of presidency unless the position of presidency has been and has always been where the person, you know, who was elected is a figurehead and there's a machine behind them doing the work. Now, people say, yeah, but I voted for Biden, or I voted for Bush, or I voted for Trump. Trump, I kind of have the feeling, does make decisions. He just seems to be the type of guy that seems to want to have his nose in everything, unless that's the facade. But, you know, maybe, as we saw with Woodrow Wilson, his wife take over when he had a stroke. Maybe that's the reality of it. We have somebody that gets elected, they're a figurehead, and the, you know, their team rally behind him. And say, well, this is what you wanted back in 2010. So, you know, in case somebody gets a soundbite of you, we will make sure to still put that message through so nobody could call you a hypocrite. I mean, actors and actresses, they do their job, but they do it with the help of the producer, of the director, of the lighting, of the dolly grip, of the makeup artist. And so with that argument, people will say it doesn't matter who's up there. It's the team behind him. So, personally, I think Biden does need to take some time off and concentrate on his health and mental health. If not, just, you know, be with family. Be with the dogs. And with John Fetterman, if he is struggling, you know, I get, kudos to him for doing a Senate run. Kudos to him for trying to still be there to represent his constituents. But at some point, if you can't do the job, or if your health has to come first, and if that job is not allowing you to have a healthy lifestyle, you've got to put your life first. I don't think any office is worth, you know, diminishing your capacity or deteriorating it. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-GOCTALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Doc Dolly 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, so a question keeps being asked, how did doctors and nurses do during the pandemic? And when we lost over a million people throughout, and we're still losing about 500 people a day to COVID, what happened to our doctor and nurse population? One of you had said that, you know, your doctors never come back. Did, you know, how do you know if they got hurt from COVID? Did they get sick? Well, remember, a lot of doctors retired. A lot of doctors that didn't have PPE couldn't get their staff to come back. They might have just closed down their office and left. A lot of doctors decided to retire early. But the question has come up, how many doctors actually died during the March 2020, even though I think COVID was around since 2019, but from the March 2020 to December 2021 timeframe, how many doctor's guide. Now, a Stanford study said that about 4,500 doctors died during that period, but there were 622 excess deaths, meaning even though people die and you have the normal number of individuals in normal settings die, 622 could be attributed to COVID. Now, when you look at that percentage compared to the rest of the public, you're like, damn. And doctors have always kind of boasted about their immunity, but there's a little more to it. And so if we could figure out why our first responders, and including our doctors or nurses, did well, maybe we could figure out how to extrapolate that to the general population to improve their health. Now, I know that doesn't sound very fun and exciting, but it's a conversation we need to have. Now, we fired tons of nurses who didn't get the COVID vaccine, which to us, especially a lot of us doctors, were just dumbfounded because they were there on the front line. They obviously had some immunity. They obviously survived COVID. Let them flip and still stay and work. But no, they got canned because they weren't vaccinated. So we do need studies going, what exactly happened to our staff? What, you know, who died, who didn't? And we still don't have an answer to that question, why some people got the sniffles with COVID and while others were completely consumed and went into complete respiratory distress and failure or had a stroke or had a heart attack. So we don't have all the details, but what we do know is the average doctor, right, does have access to health care. So that's number one. So if we do want to later go back and look at what happened with COVID and who died, was it the people who were told to stay home? There's no room. We don't have any room in urgent cares or ERs. If you have COVID, just stay home and isolate. And then by the time they did seek help, it was too late because they thought they couldn't go in. Now, or is it that some of these doctors, when they did get sick, they had go-to medications? Now, I know a lot of doctors who said, oh, I took hydroxychloroquine. There was ivermectin, so I took that. And you're like, and it worked? I guess it did. Yet, we've had these studies now that have shown that the data on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin might not have worked. Another theory is doctors might be healthier on the whole. Now, I know some doctors that they don't really take care of themselves, but many doctors do. When you're around heart disease, when you're around diabetes, when you're around your COPD, you know, not as many doctors smoke. Not as many doctors do things to themselves that might not necessarily be the best health-wise. Many of them exercise. And so one argument could be maybe these physicians, you know, had their blood pressure in control, had diabetes in control if they had it, exercised regularly, ate healthy. You know, another thing, too, that a lot of people don't realize is doctors have doctor's lounges or access to the cafeteria. They have access to food. They could access salad, vegetables. So it could also be a nutritional component. Also, a lot of physicians might be doing better monetarily wise. So they might be able to have the extra ability to take off a day, you know, without losing their mortgage or rent, being able to sleep it off. So we can't just assume doctors lived through the COVID pandemic because of some miracle. Right? If a doctor could live through the pandemic, any of us could. But what we need to find out is, even though there were still doctor deaths, and I know of a doctor who got a stroke, there's been tons of sequelae from it, why did some of the most frontline people, including nurses, respiratory techs, pharmacists, why were some of these people able to survive, especially in the thrust of COVID? Now, another thing that I think is we are so bombarded with bugs and in pathogens that we do have a level of immunity. And so when people were sick and coughing and sneezing during flu season, because remember, we didn't have the COVID vaccine till the end of 2020, early 2021. They might have had enough exposure to various viruses where their immune system was up. Now, that is something that people always brag about, where we've got such a great immunity because we're always around others. You know, I would have still wear a mask, so if somebody would have breathed on me and then I breathe it onto somebody else for years in my practice prior to COVID. But other doctors are like, no, I'd rather get the germs and I'd rather build the immunity. And so maybe there is an argument that locking down and not being around others, and there is an argument, even though it might have helped them from a deadly disease, might have weakened their immunity. So if we do look at the survivors of COVID, we need to have some honest conversations and a very simple study. All right? Any doctor who got COVID, you know, during the pandemic, pre-vaccine, what did you do and how did you survive? What's your exercise regimen? What's your diet regimen? Did you take ivermectin? Did you take hydroxychloroquine? Did you take Zithromax? Did you take ibuprofen? Did you take acetaminophen? Did you take Glucophage? There's all these medications. I think Luvox, an antidepressant. What did you take? Steroids, Z-Pak. What was it that you did when you had COVID? Or what did you do to prevent it? You know, many of us doctors, when we were first dealing with MRSA and this methicillin-resistant staph, we would put Bactroban in our nose because staph likes the nose and the respiratory mucosa and a nice, warm, moist place to hide. And so we would put that in our nose to prevent us from getting sick. Were any doctors doing that? We can't just say, well, you know, all doctors are healthy. They got bombarded with more viral load than the average person. So let's do a study. My only concern is a lot of the doctors that have told me what they did wouldn't really want to go on record. They aren't going to want that to be in writing somewhere, especially if they are in an area that is very anti-off-label medication. They don't want to lose their license. And so many individuals might say, oh, I don't know, I just didn't get it. We really need to have no one's going to be vilified, no one's going to get in trouble. Tell us what you did and what happened. Because if we have groups of individuals who are at highest risk with exposure, surviving, that is golden to figure out how we could survive the next pandemic. And we need to be ready for some open theories confessions that, look, this is what I did. I took my zinc. I took a steroid. I took a Z-Pak. I prayed. What did you do? And if it does turn out that why many of these doctors didn't die is because they did jump on the hydroxychloroquine bandwagon or the ivermectin, let's do a study. Let's find out, because the average population needs to survive the next pandemic. And we keep being warned that there's going to be something bigger and badder, that there's going to be a super COVID, or there's going to be an Ebola, or there's going to be something else that comes our way. Let us, rather than vilifying anybody and being anti-whatever, anything that came out of Trump's mouth, let's at least just be honest and go, what was it? And these take their blood. These nurses who survived COVID, that got fired for not getting the vaccine. You have an unvaccinated patient population that survived COVID. Look at their blood. See what it is. See what their antibodies are doing. There's a study where they think they discovered why somebody could be a super COVID survivor and why some people aren't getting hurt, and they think there might be something in their genes. Okay, well, that's a great study, too. Let's figure it out. But what the average population needs to know is, what did those guys do? It's like Harry Met Sally, where Meg Ryan faked an orgasm, and then I think it was, I guess, Rob Reiner's mother who said, I'll have what she's having. That's what the population wants to know. They want to have what we're having. So let's figure out what we had. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It's now more than 22,000 confirmed earthquake deaths in Turkey and Syria, and the window for finding people alive under collapsed buildings is closing. President Biden is hosting Brazil's new president today. On the agenda with Luiz Lula da Silva, climate change and extremism. As for his plans for 2024, President Biden tells Telemundo,
I feel good about where we are. I feel good about the way things are, and I feel good about the reception I get.
New York City's requirement that city workers be vaccinated for COVID expires today. That mandate resulted in a 96% vaccination rate and about 1,700 workers fired for refusing the shot. More of us are feeling better about the economy. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment numbers slightly higher for the third straight month. And the price of crude jumped by more than 2% on world markets after Russia said it will cut production. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, sadly, I believe the death toll of the earthquake that happened in Turkey and Syria has now hit 22,765. And this is probably one of the most devastating earthquakes in the area. And they're starting to lose hope on who they could save. As the death toll rises, In Turkey, it was 19,388. 77,000 people have been injured. In Syria, they are estimated about 3,400 who have died, with that combined death toll now close to 23,000, possibly even more after this is being broadcast. So there's a Kurdish community center in Haringey, North London. One man said he lost 20 relatives in the disaster. Akif Rizgarwan, 63 years old, has been in Britain since 1990, works for the Kurdish National Congress political party. He said, "My family who survived, they were lucky enough to have a spare tent. In my family, 20 close family members have been killed. I've been crying for the last 4 days. I'm crying, but I am not willing to cry. We are here. We are proud to be Kurdish. We are resilient." So this is something that has just, sadly, we try to fight nature's force. And there's a lot of things we could do to withstand it. Sometimes it's their force will do what it does. And it takes us to be able to be as creative as we can. And we have come by leaps and bounds and huge strides in terms of engineering and making buildings less likely to collapse and less vulnerable. But that sort of technology might not have translated to all parts of the world. And we are hearing that more and more mistakes were made, lack of oversight, lack of building inspections, and then some very, very, very bad luck and bad geography caused this turmoil. The Syrian government has approved sending aid to the rebel-held territory, which follows a couple days ago when I believe they were allegedly bombing the area after the aftermath of the earthquake. But the Syrian government is going to send aid. Syrian officials have repeatedly said they are ready to help to the territories, but no aid from the government has reportedly entered the rebel-held areas since the earthquake. And these areas, whether it's northern Syria or Turkey, need urgent supplies, blood, food. Two UN convoys carrying aid have entered the rebel-held northwest through the only authorized border crossing in Turkey. Assad's government has received plane loads of aids from other countries. So now people are wondering, where the hell did the aid go? Again, something that we feared with the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, people wanting to send aid and money, the Taliban would sift through a lot of that. So it's a very scary situation for a lot of innocent people. President Erdogan says over 140,000 rescue personnel are right now working in Turkey. He's outlined the aid, and according to CNN, there's over 141,000 personnel, including foreign teams, working on the ground in 10 provinces. The Disaster Management Agency and other institutions are offering tents, containers, prefabricated buildings so that they can meet the needs quickly. And, you know, I love seeing that there's, you know, global support. But, you know, to repair the lives lost, the homes, money is going to be given. I think anybody who's had their homes destroyed will receive 5,000 Turkish lira, which is about $265 a month in aid. And those who had rentals destroyed would get 2,000 or $106 a month. And I get the value of the dollar might be different over there, but still, that's not enough. You know, for those who want to help, please reach out to your local Red Cross. Vitalant, blood sources or blood products are being shipped. Donate blood to your local community so they could keep the supply going. United Way, Salvation Army, it looks like there's all hands on deck. And it's, you know, there's a U.S. search and rescue member who's out there trying to find survivors. John Morrison of the Fairfax County Fire Department in Virginia is one of over 150 search and rescue members that were deployed to Turkey through the U.S. Agency for International Development. He is trying to assist others during this disaster, and they are looking for earthquake survivors. Now, his team has not found anyone alive in the rubble yet. He said he has previously seen victim rescues, and even more than a week following an earthquake. You know, still have hope, but a big concern is not only the trauma from the collapsed buildings and the, you know, but there's also the lack of air in closed quarters, air pockets that could sadly be exhausted. Many citizens were asleep. They were in beds, in parts of their house, maybe by windows, things like that. So obviously, you know, the damage, but hypothermia is a huge concern, and it's very, very cold. And even though some people might have been in bed when this happened and have some blankets around them, the hypothermia works against them. So we'll keep you posted on this. It's hard to fathom that something like this could be going, but it is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scientists fear that a great toxic dust bowl could soon emerge from the Great Salt Lake. Remember I spoke to you guys about dust bowls, how I thought a dust bowl was in our future, and how scientists were looking at with droughts and also, as we've seen with economic downturn, because it affects the crops, we could be prime for a dust bowl. And I'll review some of that in a little bit. But Salt Lake has been decreasing its, just like Lake Powell, just like Lake Mead, Salt Lake has been having its issues from a fluid standpoint. And this mega drought and overconsumption is now threatening wildlife, agriculture, industry, and the Great Salt Lake is disappearing. They believe, though, that this toxic dust could hurt the lungs of more than 2.5 million people. The lake has hit historic lows. 800 square miles of lake bed have been exposed. I've been to Salt Lake, in the past few years. It's like nothing I remember it. It is a lot smaller. But the soil has mercury, arsenic, selenium, and other natural and man-made toxins. The mud will dry up, turn to dust, and they say this could cause some of the worst winter air pollution in the nation. Scientists warn that the massive body of water could evaporate into a system of lifeless Finger Lakes within 5 years and become called the Great Toxic Dust Bowl. So Bonnie Baxter, who's director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster College in Salt Lake City, says this is an ecological disaster that will become a human health disaster. We know about dust storms. We know about particulate pollution. We know about heavy metals and how they're bad for humans. We see a crisis that is imminent. So, the terminal lake, the Great Salt Lake, is fed by rain, snow, and runoff. But there's not a run out of it. So salt and minerals build up over time. Apparently brine flies and shrimp are surviving in this salt lake. So it is a very interesting ecosystem. You have some sailboats and paddle boards, but it's not like a typical, freshwater lake. And it's gorgeous. It's amazing. Salt Lake City, if you've never been, is fantastic. And then if you go a little bit more north to Park City, some amazing snow. But when water evaporates, it leaves the sediment behind. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. I'm not sure. They've been calling for emergency measures. University researchers and state officials are overseeing the resources, agriculture, food, in terms of air, and how to purify the air. That's going to be tricky. You know, there is a lot of wind that could blow it one way to the other, but Salt Lake is pretty highly populous. 2 million people live there. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is one of my most favorite holidays, Super Bowl. And so I told you that I would update you in terms of who I predict would win the Super Bowl. And based on the NFL injury report, we still only have one groin injury on the Eagles side. Based on the numbers game, based on the anatomy, and based on their jersey colors, I was really expecting it to be the Eagles that are going to win, but I have to call the Chiefs. And the medical predictions rarely lie. I think we're now at, what, 95% being right? So I have the Chiefs, and I'm shocked by that, too. I do not, though, bet on the prop bets. The prop bets are funny, and a lot of people wager on them. So I remember a few years ago, one of the prop bets was that Andy Reid would be eating a cheeseburger in the middle of the Super Bowl, right, on the sideline. Okay, I didn't put money on that. Probably would have won because he didn't eat a cheeseburger on the sideline. But things like that, you know, they always wager on what color Gatorade. So these are interesting. So these are some of the prop bets. For those of you who don't just want to bet on who's going to score first, what the over-under is. So the national anthem, always a prop bet. How long will it take Chris Stapleton to sing it? Is he going to go over 2.5 minutes or will he be under 2.5 minutes? Now, usually the over is a good bet because, well, with a female singer. With a female singer, they're going to want to do the runs, you know, and they're going to be like, you know, oh, say does that star-spangled banner, yeah, wave. And then they might hold that note and try to do some more runs and then, you know, wait till the clap and everybody's clapping. And then they go to that next. So it all depends on how much they want to take in the applause in the middle of each stanza. Men might be like, you know what, cut and dry. All right, let's just sing it. Let's get her done. So there's a chance that he might not go over the two-minute mark. So that'll be interesting to see. All right, who is going to be shown first during the national anthem? Are they going to put the camera on Patrick Mahomes or on Jalen Hurts? Now, I would say probably Patrick Mahomes because he's been there before. And even though it's hosted in Arizona, Eagles, they have Eagles. It almost looks like Eagles is the host, but they're not. So I think since the Chiefs are listed first, I think they're going to do Mahomes first. That's just my guess. Again, I'm not putting money on prop bets. Who will be shown first during the national anthem? Will it be Travis Kelce or A.J. Brown? And they are going to show both. You know how they show? Remember I told you guys, you know, in my dream I was singing the national anthem and you saw Tom Brady on the sideline going, damn, she's good. See? That, you know, they do. That's interesting. I never even thought of putting bets on that. Speaking of Tom Brady, they want to know how many times will Tom Brady be mentioned in the Super Bowl. Let me see. I found that prop bet. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. How many times will Tom Brady be mentioned? Over 1.5 or under 1.5? Will somebody mention Tom Brady twice? Now, I know they're going to mention him once because you always mention Tom Brady. There's just whenever you run out of stuff to talk about in sports, you bring up Tom Brady. But, you know, he might not be as relevant these days. So I don't know if he's going to get two names. Another prop bet is what color dress would Rihanna wear? I would say black. I love their first dress, her first outfit. People are betting on that. Coin toss, I have tails, but it's even odds for heads or tails right now. Which team will win the coin toss? Will it be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles? I actually have Eagles on that one. I don't know why. I just do. Rihanna's outfit colors, will she start in black, gold, silver, gray, white, green? I know people are saying who cares, but people are going to be making money on this. The halftime show first song, is it going to be Diamonds? Is she going to start out with one of her best songs? There's a whole bunch of them. Unfaithful has the worst odds, but you'll make a lot of money if that's what she does. How many times will Roger Goodell be shown? They will definitely show him once. Will they show him? I think so. So that would be a good bet. I would definitely say over 1.5. Jill Biden is going to be there. Apparently Jill Biden, I think, might sit with him. So you know they're going to have a camera on Jill. So that would be, which advertiser is going to come first, the Doritos or the Pringles? Doritos is the favorite on that one. Heineken versus Budweiser. Budweiser is going to be the first on that one. And then they look at some of the cross sports, like they're comparing to Jalen Brown. They want to, you know, what about the Super Bowl points versus Jalen Brown's? That's interesting. They have a bunch of those. But I want to, where's the hamburger ones? I don't know where all the good ones are because I like those. Who's going to eat a hamburger? I want to see a prop bet of, will the Kelce brothers hug or kiss or high five or will they meet? Yeah, because Kelsey's offensive, and the Travis Kelsey and Jason Kelsey defensive. So they're going to be on the field. Are they going to hug at one point, right? Or high-five each other, smack themselves on the butt, or even do a wrestle? I wouldn't be surprised. But here's the thing. I don't know if I would bet on that, because if things are serious, the teammates might not want to see any of that camaraderie. I'm sure at the end, they're going to be, look, brotherly love, we got each other's back, you know, we got this, let's make mama proud. I would say they are going to put the camera on the mama a lot. All right, here's another prop bet. Will the power go out? It was the Saints game. I had money on the Saints. We won. That was 2010, and I believe there was a power outage, if I remember correctly. So, obviously, the favorite is no, but still. Will the first down chains be broken? I guess, will somebody break the chains? Will any player be ejected for fighting? That's an interesting one. I think so. We've been seeing a lot more of that now. Will a kicker hit the upright or crossbar? Could be. If it was Mayer, he hasn't been doing that well. Cowboy isn't playing, but I would definitely take the bet of that sucker not going through. Who will appear on stage during the halftime show? Will Snoop Dogg be there? Mary J. Blige? 50 Cent? Dr. Dre? So who is going to? Now, here's a prop bet. Will Rihanna expose a butt cheek, nipple, or cleavage? Apparently, Bet Online has three prop bets that are not very family friendly. And so, because Super Bowl has been notorious for people, you know, showing some sort of nudity on purpose or accidentally, I don't think Rihanna would. She just had a baby. Will she wear sunglasses? Now, this is the question you guys asked. What are the odds for the Gatorade sour color? Well, right now, the favored is orange Gatorade. Then yellow, green, lime, clear, purple, no Gatorade bath. Andy Reid, I don't know if he's a good sport with that. And then, I don't know. That's a possibility. Blue and then red, pink. Now, red, pink could work for the Chiefs, so we'll see what happens there. So, Rihanna's lipstick eyeshadow colors. Will any player propose at the end of the game? Who will the MVP mention first? Will they thank their mommy? Will they thank their dad? So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Now, there was this one comedian who was talking about how, you know, he raised his son. And as soon as his son could, you know, hold a ball out of the womb, he got his son to the first football. He took the son outside, had him do his first kick, was there for his first steps, which involved a football, was there for every practice, for every game, for every high school championship, for every college championship. Kid makes it to the NFL. Kid finally gets on the mic. The whole world is watching, and he's on camera, and what does he say? Hi, Mom. It's true. I really think these boys, because they have a place in their heart for their mama, that they would mention their mama. Now, sometimes they may go mom and dad, but if you bet on mom being the first thing out of their mouth, then I think that's great. And it's funny, because you think the girlfriends would be like, what? What? You didn't mention me? Always the mama. Mama is the first love for all our boys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.